Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Havhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. We see you out there. We appreciate the company. Thanks for being here, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot, talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good here.
All right.
A little bit cloudy out there, but some nice skies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We can put the sunglasses back in the case. We won't need them until Saturday and Sunday, but a beautiful weekend ahead. So that's the good news before I get to the bad news this weekend. Gorgeous sunshine, temperatures in the low 60s, feeling comfortable, nothing to worry about. I love it, love it, love it. But today, everybody's trying to head to Wisconsin, right, for the NFL draft.
Oh, yeah.
We got Mother Nature who wants to head to the draft, too. Go figure. Judge football.
Even she's interested in the draft. Oh, my gosh.
So good.
Yeah, I know, right? So she wants to try to dampen it a little bit. But what we're looking at is actually some scattered showers right now, pretty much north of us and south of us. We're staying away from them at the moment. We could see a few sprinkles possible this afternoon, but I think it's highly unlikely. Mostly just cloudy skies, mild temperatures. We're going to make it to the mid-60s today, so still hanging on to a little bit of the heat. Not quite as nice as yesterday. But the low-pressure system does start to move in overnight. I think that's our best chance for some scattered showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder overnight. Nothing will be strong or severe, no worries on that. But it will start to get breezy and colder as the system moves in. We're going to have that rain-cooled air. We'll be waking up Friday to patchy fog, light rain, and cooler temperatures. Winds will be gusting out of the north, and highs will be stuck to the low 50s, probably feeling more like the 40s. So we're going to need a jacket tomorrow, an umbrella in the morning. The rain winds down by the afternoon, and then sunshine. All nice, comfortable, gorgeous weekend.
Nice.
So
tomorrow we just pretend we're in London for the morning.
Yes.
That's basically London weather, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
And our visitors here to Wisconsin get a little taste of what it's like to be in Wisconsin.
Yes, exactly.
A little bit of everything.
Right? We ask you, why don't you guys have a dome?
But before I let you go, Brittany, I have to point this out, and I don't think I do this nearly enough. That's on me. Brittany could come on here and give us the temps and the wind conditions and some of these things and then leave, and that would be perfectly fine. It should be doing her job better than most. But she gives us a story and energy.
Yeah, I know.
And I just cannot tell you how much I love it and what a perfect start to our show it is, Brittany. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I appreciate that. You know, weather is my passion, and, you know, it is a story. She's got a story to tell.
I love that.
It does come across, your passion for weather. It does.
And she is the Vin Scully of weather. She really is.
High praise. High praise.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a good morning.
You're the best.
Talk soon. We have some fun lined up for you today, everybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into some really cool things. Like, did you know you could trick AI?
Really?
Yeah.
You mean our overlords can be tricked?
It's funny.
It's funny. You know, they're supposed to be ruling us soon, so I guess we can find ways to combat that.
They just need to figure out a talk to text and spell check. If they can figure those out, boy, those AI overlords.
They'll have us.
We got four ways you're mowing your lawn wrong.
Interesting.
So getting ready for No Mow May, we could get you ready for that.
That's
and
okay. All right.
And got a couple of other ones. Of course, it's a Thursday, so in the 9 o'clock hour, you know what we're going to do? We're going to kick things off with our pet of the week with Denise and our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Shout out
to Milltown Coffee.
Yes, very much. Opening soon.
Cannot wait. Got to get over there. We got to get a coffee sponsor. We got to get like
we've
got to do that. And love that. Love all of our coffee shops around here.
We do
appreciate them supporting one of our favorite nonprofits in this area. And our good friends at the Humane Society. Also, in the 9 o'clock hour, Seth and I got some entertainment news for you.
Okay,
we've got who won the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote.
Cool.
Got a new concert, a new festival coming up, Ride Fest, celebrating its 20th year. We'll talk about that. Who's going to be headlining?
All right.
And we have the world's most beautiful person, according to People Magazine.
Oh, boy.
All that coming up. Plus, what are examples of, quote, being picked last in gym class as an adult? I cannot wait to dive
this one's
going to
be
one.
Fun. I'm with you on that. I can't wait to see.
That's going
to
be an interesting one. But we start right here. April is National Distracted Driver Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
And in a new report, 86% of drivers admit to being distracted by technology using their phones. Mm. But that isn't the only thing keeping our focus off the road.
Okay.
Here are some other ones. And I admit that I came into driving later in life,
right.
And especially just even long before I had a phobia and everything with it,
right.
Just being a city kid. Mm-hmm. And you just didn't really think about driving that much.
You get a lot more public transportation to get around. Yeah,
you've got the L train. You've got Amtrak,
buses. You've got taxis. Even So I
didn't even really think about riding a bike until I was out here and being out here. So let alone driving or anything. Mm-hmm. But I don't get distracted driving really.
Mm.
I get distracted by other drivers.
Okay.
My phone, it's set to the side, it's silent, and it's even in an emergency. The only time I'm really worried about that is if I'm driving long distances, which I don't do that much to be honest.
Right.
So all these factors being put in there, because I actually find other people more distracting and other drivers more distracting than anything in my vehicle.
Like in the car, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, to me, that's the approach I'm taking. I immediately come into it with, but there's certainly plenty of distractions.
Oh yes.
And there always have been.
Right.
I mean, we could talk about billboards. We could talk about, radio ads even, to be honest.
Just having the radio on can be a distraction. That's right. Yeah.
So I talk and I mention all this because I think that's the only way we really get this better.
Yeah.
Is owning this stuff.
Right.
Nothing ever gets accomplished by doubling down or ignoring something or just lying about it.
Right. Well, the first thing to solving a problem is admitting that you have a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go ahead. Yeah.
So here are some of the other things people cop to doing, like getting ready while driving. 27% of drivers admit to working on their appearance while driving. That's changing clothes, shaving, putting on makeup, or painting their nails.
Oh, my God.
And among Gen Zers, that number jumps to 50%.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Nah.
That is not good.
This is a thing now where how do you solve that? Because I don't think that the approach that we've done for years is working. Again, Gen Zers up to 50%.
Right. So they're not being taught the correct stuff here, or they're just always late. I don't know.
I think one of the ways that you get around that is what you just said there, Seth, mm-hmm. and giving maybe a little more time or trying to really encourage the whole leaving earlier for work
thing. Right, right. Because the thing is, you may do it 1,000 times and be fine, but that one time could be, think of getting in any kind of accident, how much, even a fender bender, time. Money, effort, it takes all of that. Consider being in a major accident. You could die. I mean, there's always that. But there's all the other stuff that come. And only once, happening one time, can totally turn your life upside down.
And that's just, we're just talking about you in the car, not even the other people that you could hurt
exactly.
or injure or anything like that.
Can your conscience handle that?
Yeah, yeah. Because you talk to anybody who has caused an accident.
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't know anybody that has done that, that has really lived with it well.
Right. So unless you're like a psychopath, but most people
aren't.
That's
a whole different category.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we got to. Now, I don't think that our ratings are that great in the psychopath community.
I think we're okay.
So I don't think they're probably tuned.
They need help, first of all. We want them to get the help they need. We'll put that
there you go. Eating while driving isn't just snacking. A whopping 72% of people who eat while driving admit that they've tried some risky meals, like eating barbecue ribs or a bowl of hot soup.
Eating soup while you're driving? No.
So I put these two groups of people in the same group of people of people who are shaving while they're driving. You're helpless.
You are.
I know I'm not supposed to say that, but what the what, man?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things in life we've got to just be able to face and be like, the person doing it and the person reacting to it both have to be like, what the what? Yeah. What is going on?
You cannot tell me you don't know that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You cannot. I'm sorry. You cannot use ignorance. Oh, I didn't know. I'm eating soup while I'm driving.
I can have the house completely to myself, a fresh razor, all set, all the time in the world, and it's still dangerous to me to shave. You're taking a razor to your face. among other things.
A lot safer now than it used to be, but still, yeah, it's a razor. You cut yourself. You know?
I don't. And the eating thing, like the bowl of soup. If I see somebody shaving or eating ribs or drinking or eating soup right. while I'm driving, right. I'm looking for a camera.
Right.
I'm looking for like, okay, well, this is a bit. This can't be real. And if it is, I swear on everything I am. If I'm at a stop sign and I see this, I am getting out of my vehicle. I am knocking on the window, and I just gotta ask, like, why? Why? I know. Hold up. Wait a second, everybody. This guy's eating soup. I gotta get some answers. I know, right? I gotta get some answers. You hear me? All right. So what? What's up, man? Why? Why not a donut? Yeah, why not something?
I'm telling you. Or if you have soup, like, put it in a cup and drink it with a straw or something to make it safer. I don't care. Come on. Spoon and a bowl of soup.
What are we doing?
I'm telling you.
This is just, I don't know. Then there's this one. This is really good. If you weren't aggravated before, creating content while driving.
What?
74% of people say that the most embarrassing distraction is filming videos or creating social media content while driving.
Oh, my goodness. No. No. In fact, I you know, if you're trying to have like a meeting, like a Zoom call, I think that is probably... That's got to be super distracting too.
I'm going to be honest. We have this in our own company, and I've seen it in my other work and other jobs that I do and everything. When I see people doing
makes
that,
makes me nervous.
If they're stopped, it's completely
right. If they're just in their car,
I got no issue with that. That we all know that our cars are oftentimes our second office. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got no problem with that. But if they're driving and they're in a meeting, if I'm not in charge, I don't have any kind of power. But if I did, I would stop the meeting and tell them, hey, you can get the notes later.
This ain't
worth it. Or pull over.
Yeah, just pull over somewhere and stop.
There is no meeting in human history that is worth that.
No.
Just like there's no set of ribs that are worth it or shaving that needs to be done that's worth it.
Look a little shaggy. You'll be fine.
Finally on the list, stress and anxiety. 20% of drivers say stress from work or school or relationship issues can mess with their focus behind the wheel. That one I will comp to.
Right, and that's hard not to.
Certainly, yeah. I certainly admit to that. And again, it's one of those things that it can be hit and miss.
Right.
Can come and go.
I used to have, for most of my life, I've had long commutes. This is like the shortest commute I've ever had working here. And it's one of those things, you know, you get off a tough day and you have a long drive. And then you realize you've gone a stretch of highway and you don't remember going that stretch because your mind is so full. And so I can comp to that because that has happened to me before. And I feel like, oh, my God. Like I was like, it's like, you know, you were, you know, watching the road and stuff. But it's still, it feels weird because you're like, oh, what if something had happened? You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I totally understand that one.
The report also includes a map of distracted driving hotspots throughout the country, and the most distracted states are in the Southwest, like California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. Florida, North Carolina, Michigan, and Connecticut are also danger zones. Danger zone! The rest of the South is... Get sleep, everybody. The rest of the South is somewhat dangerous, up to West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. The areas with low levels of distracted driving are in the Northwest, Northeast, and including New York State. You also have the same thing I was talking about with Chicago and New York, a lot less drivers.
Yeah.
Very, very few New Yorkers own their own vehicle.
Right. If you live in the city... The chances are you do not own a car. Most of the cars you see there are people who live are coming into town or something like that. Yeah.
Everybody that I know in New York, they make a choice. Either own a vehicle or own an apartment because you can't do both.
No. Parking? Forget it. Forget it. Unless you're super rich. Yeah.
Yeah. And the safest states are in less populated in Middle America, including Montana, Wyoming, both Dakotas, and Minnesota. Maine and Vermont are also rated as safe.
Okay.
I was trying to see where Wisconsin...
Dispute the North Dakota one.
Yeah.
I live there, man. There's some distracted drivers out there because they don't think anyone else is out on the road. That's why.
So where Minnesota is considered in the safest regard, and it's interesting to look at the map of how much the Northeast and, you know, Central and Northeast. But Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin are all considered low.
Mm-hmm.
So those are positives.
That's good stuff. There. Yeah, exactly.
And then the part of this that I have to wrap on, and I don't I know that I get this is hit or miss too, and I know that 50-50 will feel or differently on this one or agree with what I'm saying here. But I have to remind everybody. I feel like I don't have to. I'm just echoing this.
Mm-hmm.
Driving is not a birthright.
Right.
It's a privilege.
It is.
Like, it can be taken. It can be gone. Mm-hmm. And with that, your independence and so many other things that right. you value about driving. So show that you value driving.
Yep.
Show that you appreciate it. Show that you give a darn about other people.
Right.
It's not that hard.
Right.
I can do it.
This is one of those few things that is almost total personal responsibility on your part. Now, if someone else hits you, you obviously have no control over that. But if you're the one, I mean, this is something where you have to prove that you can do it. And as soon as you can't, then they're going to take it away, like you said.
I don't think that there should be any driverless vehicles on the road. Mm. Not a one. I don't think we've mastered the technology.
No, we have not. No.
And on top of that, I don't think we've earned it.
Probably not.
We haven't earned flying cars. We haven't even earned hoverboards.
God, that's terrifying now that I think about it.
And that's saying I'm part of that. I'm not pointing right. the finger or anything. Yeah. I'm a part of society.
We've all had moments in driving where we've lucky, you know, close calls, lucky things. You know, I'm telling you, yes.
To me, you know, Back to the Future is a great movie, but it's a movie. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know that we're necessarily ready for that yet.
DeLoreans? No, you're right. We're not ready for DeLoreans.
Now, no. We do need more vehicles with the doors to fly up.
The gull wing doors.
Why is it just the fancy cars that get to do that? I want just a hatchback that, you know, or old gremlin cool or something that has the cool doors opening.
How about ones that go down and you walk up into it? It's like a ramp.
Yeah, there you go. Like a little, yeah.
Of course, with a tiny car that doesn't make any sense.
But you know, it brings a little pizzazz.
Pizzazz to the car.
We'll be back with more pizzazz. And Misty's Menu Birthday. Oh, it did it. I knew I was going to do it.
Wow.
El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Blast from the past.
See where I get going. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning Show at WFHR. You heard them. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out some of that great menu that they have, the great space that they got open for you.
They do.
And of course, the best thing about El Cafe, the people. Amazing people over there.
They're great. Love them.
Visit them today, everybody. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community and certainly this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
They got a great post up there too, and everybody, go check that out.
By the way, I want to remind people you can get stuff to go there as well, and they pack it with care. It is so awesome. I'm telling you, everything they do there is amazing.
I was today years old when I found that out. I didn't know they did that.
They
stuff.
Do.
I thank
they
you
do,
for saying
they
that.
Do an excellent job with it too.
I imagine that includes pie.
Oh yeah.
So I gotta get over there.
Gotta get over there, man.
You do it for me, everybody, and I'll meet you there. And get us more birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. You can email us info@wfhr.com. You can of course direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up
right now 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app and just dial us right through the WFHR page on that.
Looking forward to talk with you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Feel free to call up and join us anytime during the show here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Need a 1 through 3 from you, Seth.
Ooh, let's try 3. Right. We'll do that a lot.
I don't feel like we get 3s very often.
No, we don't. Let's take 2
or 4 or something like that. But first up, wishing happy birthday to Brooke Enerson.
Happy birthday, Brooke.
Enjoy the day, Brooke. We're wishing you a good one.
Indeed.
And a very happy birthday to Jesse Brandel.
Happy birthday, Jesse.
Enjoy the day, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Wishing you the rest of days.
Yes.
And our qualifier today, Joe Novak.
Joe, happy birthday.
Enjoy the day, Joe. Wish you the best of days.
I just like saying the word. The
it's
name
a great
Joe.
Name.
Joe's hey, Joe. Great name. How's it going, Joe?
Yeah, love that name. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the day, Joe.
Yep.
Hope it's a good one. We take a look at who you're sharing your birthday with, all you local celebs who we got here. First up, Joe Keery, 33 for him. Real breakout role as Steve Harrington in Stranger Things.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes.
One of those things that, to me as an actor, I would one of the things I would love about being a part of a TV show that gets a chance to be on 4 or 5 five seasons mm-hmm. and your character's arc and grow.
Right.
Where his character started out as the kind of like the jerk kid,
the
or
jerk
whatever,
older brother
sort of stuff and everything. And, you know, given the opportunity and certainly the writers and the cast mm-hmm. or the crew, the writers and the director is seeing something in him. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, we got to give him more lines. We got to create this a bigger character.
Right.
His character, I don't believe, from what I've understood from the Dust Brothers or whatever, was ever supposed to really be much. In fact, they didn't really have him in many episodes or anything early on in the process. So, like, this guy's got some charisma. He's got something to him. He's good.
Yes. Great hair, too, by the way.
Yes.
Fabulous hair.
Too good. Yeah. Too good of hair. 33, though.
He looks a lot younger than that, doesn't he?
Yeah. Hang on to that, man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Carly Pierce is 35. Mm-hmm. A good one. A couple of singers here, actually. Yep. Carly Pierce is 35. Tyson Ritter is 41, lead singer of the All-American Rejects.
Right.
And Kelly Clarkson is 43.
Wow.
Voice
Kelly
judge.
Clarkson's only 43?
Yeah, that's another one that surprises me. Wow. The opposite way.
She was really young when she was on American Idol. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm an Idol winner. Mm-hmm. I would say to me that was, I don't know ratings wise, I don't know by actual American Idol fans, they would know way better than I would.
Right.
But that seemed like, in still to this day, the most competitive and most popular season of American Idol with her and the curly hair kid.
Justin,
yeah.
I know that is because of that horrible movie they made about it.
That movie.
From Justin to Kelly.
And on that note, that movie was so bad, it's still considered as one of the top five worst movies ever made.
Yes.
It destroyed careers, including his.
Yes,
but she has still been able to
somehow she was able to weather the storm, man.
I cannot express how remarkable it is when people survive a crash like that.
Yes.
And no matter what their job is in the industry, when they continue to have work, mm-hmm. it's so difficult in any age, let alone since the early 2000s. If you get a black mark on your career, look what happened to Will Smith. And long before the slap incident,
right.
The Wild Wild West, he was Mr. 4th of July.
Oh my God.
Wild Wild West crashes and he's struggling for years to get back to where he was. Mm-hmm. And it has to go a whole different route, actually.
Yes, he does.
Where he's doing The Pursuit of Happiness and some things like that.
Mm-hmm.
To bounce back from that, I give Kelly Clarkson a lot. And it's credit also to her talent. She's talented.
For sure. I mean, she's got a fabulous voice.
She also pivoted a bit and went from music to the talk show circuit mm-hmm. and a lot of that.
And she's done quite well, actually.
Which she's done, doing really good at that. Let's see here. Rebecca Madar is 48, The Wicked Witch on Once Upon a Time. She was also Charlotte in Lost.
I remember watching Once Upon a Time for a couple of seasons, and then it got too wonky. But anyway, other than that, the first couple seasons were good.
But I've heard, anybody I know that watched that show, that's what they say.
It got really weird. Yeah.
Let's see here. Rory McCann is 56. You know him better as the Hound in Game of Thrones. Solid actor. I've seen him in a couple of things. He's good.
That was, so I had read the books. At least up to a certain point of Game of Thrones stuff, and that was one character. I'm like, wow, if they ever make this into anything, that's going to be a hard character to cast. Boy, did they knock it out of the park! He was good.
I really did keep watching that show. I mean, from like the second episode on, pretty much for the next 6-7 seasons, because of guys like him.
Just because of the actors they got were so good.
The actors. Yeah. Macy Williams, the Ariana. Mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed them to the point where I just, when there was things that made no sense or I didn't like them or anything, I just ignored it. I was like, I don't care. I really don't.
Just watching the acting was great because they had such a really, I mean, and that Pedro Pascal and all these guys who got their start on that show, you know? Oh my gosh.
A couple of other great performers here. In fact, one so good, he put it in his name. Cedric the Entertainer, 61. You really got to be good to call yourself the
entertainer. He did that to himself, yeah.
And he backs it up.
He is very good.
He's very, very
good. He's very good.
One of those guys, actually, though, that I think that as big as he is and his name and everything, recognition, a lot of the great career he's had, mm-hmm. I feel like he could have been bigger if he'd been given more not on him. I feel mm-hmm. like had he gotten more opportunities, he's another one of those Wayne Brady's to me, where we never got to see their full potential.
Right.
We never got to see them at a 10 or anything. Right. They've had great careers, very well established, very well respected,
yep.
but not where I thought. Similar, but maybe not as needed from the actor himself. Demon Hewson is 61. Recently, you might remember him as the Wizard in Shazam, or Fisherman King in the Aquaman movies, mm-hmm. or Korath in both Guardians of the Galaxy movies and Captain Marvel.
Yep.
Demon Hewson is how you say Su. Husu.
Husu, yeah, right.
Gladiator, Blood Diamond, Furious 7. Wasn't he in Armistead? I think that's where he got
Amistad. That's where he got his... That was his big break, yes.
Yeah, he is so darn...
Just a good actor.
So darn
solid,
good.
Solid.
My favorite role of his, and it's such... It's not that great of a movie, but man, I can't hop... It's one of those ones that's on and I stop every time. Constantine.
Oh my gosh,
He's Papa Midnight in Constantine, and him and Keanu Reeves are so dang good together. And he just looks like he's having so much fun in the role. Man. Every time I see him, he's so dedicated, so driven, and usually one of the best parts in any movie to me. Mm-hmm. But in that movie, he looks like he's having some fun. And I don't know, there's something about that, his
that's
performance
good, yeah.
of that. I like that
love
movie.
It. He's great. I love him.
Doug Clifford is 80, original drummer of Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, wow. Yes. What's a name I haven't heard in a while?
He's the Cosmo from the Creedence album Cosmos Factory.
Okay.
That's interesting.
So that was his nickname. I love it.
One of the most well-known entertainers of her era, of her time, the diva, Barbara Streisand, is 83. I say diva with respect, not, you know, not, and like, no shame.
Although that also applies.
Thank you.
To her. It's there true.
There was a little bit of both in that one. Yeah.
But there's no denying her talent. I mean,
you're right.
She's
right.
A very talented individual.
And her mark in her legacy is set.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
And the great, the wonderful, the legend, Shirley MacLaine, is 91 today, and man, that feels good to say. Oscar winner, Terms of Endearment. She was also the first lady in Guarding Tess, which is not a great movie, but her and Nicolas Cage, young Nick Cage,
yep.
Who was really playing down.
Right.
Really playing down. Mm-hmm. And Shirley MacLaine is actually the one that's a little more, energy wise, right. And at a 9 or a 10 or whatever. It for one, shows Nicolas Cage's great acting ability. And mm-hmm. the thing that I think is most underrated about him, for all the attention on his energy, he's trying to bring all the other actors' energy up too. He is a great co-actor. He is a great teammate.
Teammate, there you go, yeah.
Nobody that has ever worked with Nicolas Cage has ever complained.
No.
It's really stunning when you think about how long his career is and some of the things that he's taking heat for.
More of his personal life than anything, not the way he was on set. Yeah.
And never forget, he's a Coppola. And he gets the history of this business. So when he's working with a Shirley MacLaine, mm-hmm. he takes he plays to her. I think that's really impressive in that movie. Mm-hmm. Terms of Endearment is some of the best acting you will ever see, not just from her, but from
the whole cast. The whole cast is good in that one.
I get goosebumps thinking about her performance in that.
I have an early one from her career, a musical. Irma La Douce is a fantastic movie, and I'm going to apologize in advance. She is smoking hot in that movie. Absolutely. Oh my Lord.
My Aunt Pat loved that movie, and I didn't know that it was an older movie when I first saw it. I just remember having such a crush.
She's looking good in that movie.
Beautiful woman, mm-hmm. and just as beautiful of a person, an actor. Happy 91st to Shirley MacLaine, and happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Mm-hmm. Can't think of a better way than celebrating with our friends at El Cafe. Get there today, everybody. Enjoy some great stuff over at El Cafe. Take a news, sports, and partner break, and we'll be back with more show coming up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Mm-hmm. I almost gave the time. 9:37 on the clock.
9:37.
I don't know why I almost did that.
That's okay. You can do that. There's no problem with that.
I like doing that, but it kind of got it kind of went away out of radio for a while there.
Yeah,
like, it used to be that's how you started your segments.
We got clocks everywhere now. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you know, on our phones, on our wrists still, and everywhere,
We got that everywhere. We got technology everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every 5 seconds or every other article seems to mention AI and artificial intelligence.
Jeez.
And the majority of those articles seem to go to an artificial intelligence that we need, be afraid of, or it's going to take over, or the extreme circumstance, the Terminator.
Right, yeah. Skynet. We're all worried about Skynet.
Can't we just agree that if some company starts up, hey, there's this new up and starting company in Silicon Valley called Skynet. No.
Yeah.
No, we close that down. We shut that down right away. You got to change your name. You can't be Skynet. I also love the idea of a company just out of nowhere. Like, they have no idea what the Terminator is. They're like, hey, I got this cool name, Skynet. Oh, that's a really good name. We should go with that.
Everyone's horrified. Yeah.
So someone on Threads has figured out that you can type any nonsensical phrase into the Googler and add the word meaning into the end. The AI overview will define it for you as if it's something real.
What?
For example, someone Googled this made-up piece of, quote, wisdom, quote, you can't lick a badger twice, with meaning. And Google AI said, the idiom, you can't lick a badger twice, means that you can't trick or deceive someone a second time after they've been tricked once. It's a warning that if someone has already been deceived, they're unlikely to fall for it again. So it's not a real phrase.
That's nothing. People don't use that. It was just made up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. But the Google, the AI doesn't know that. So it just turned it into something.
It's because it's, of course, we understand how they get the information. You know, it's scraped from many, many sources. And so it put together like twice, you know, and that's, so we do have idioms for that, right? You know, fool me twice, that kind of, fool me once, that's on you, fool me twice, that's on me. So I'm guessing it drew from stuff like that. I don't remember anything about badgers, though. Is there any sayings at all that have badgers in them?
There should be, and we should create them here.
Maybe we should, yes. Makes sense in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, because there's two segue points I got to get to real quick here. Okay. One, we got some Southern listeners. A shout-out to every one of them. Love the South. My favorite accent, probably, is the Southern accent. And my favorite accent to do is a Southern accent. Mm-hmm. And I say this with every bit of love and respect I can, that if these are not phrases in the South, we have just created them.
They should be.
And is anybody else doing this? Because I got another phrase I'm going to say, too. And when I say these phrases, are you hearing a Southern accent when I say them?
Let's do it.
Because never throw your poodle at a pig.
Yeah, that totally.
You never want to throw your poodle at a pig. Just don't do that. So someone tried this
Matthew McConaughey to say that.
Never throw your poodle at a pig. And the AI said, this proverb is a humorous way of saying don't waste good things on someone who won't appreciate them or might be angered by them.
Okay. Pearls before swine? Sounds similar to that. And I wonder if that's what they're drawing from. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I want to see people to try to actually make these happen, become idioms, right? Yeah.
That's one of those ones that, again, going to the South, I think you run into, if you're not a Southerner, a lot, where you'll hear phrases that they nobody's blinking an eye. They've heard it their whole lives. Mm-hmm. But you're like, wait a minute.
What
did they just say? you can't outrun a turtle. What are you talking about? What does that mean? And the way my brain works with idioms, where I can't hear one and not want to know where it came from.
Why did that come?
I went a little crazy in the South with that. So another one here, you push the envelope, we'll lick the stamp. According to AI, implies a sense of a resignation and willingness to do the necessary task without overcommitting.
See, now, I don't get that from that kind of a thing.
I don't know, man. I don't. Yeah.
Issues.
Issues,
people.
As fun as this is, there's some concern. One commenter said, these are very funny, but it's a warning sign that one of the key functions of Googling, like the ability to fact check a quote, verify a source, or track down something half remembered, will get so much harder if AI prefers to legitimate statistical possibilities over actual truth.
Right.
Which, I even if you don't understand a word I just said, you get what the meaning is.
Right. Don't use ChatGPT as your search engine or your fact checker, because you're going to get stuff like this. There's so many examples out there of this happening. Yes.
I've been a little blown. This is something I did, because I'll wholeheartedly admit ChatGPT, any of the versions of it that every single one of these sites use, I don't use a bit of it.
Right.
I don't need any of it. To each their own. If it works for you, more power to you.
Yeah, but nothing wrong.
I just don't. For one, on a creative level, I can't do it. Mm. I literally can't do it.
Which is understandable. Understandable, yeah.
I was looking through notes from high school of mine, and I saw something I liked and was going to include it and didn't because I felt like I was stealing from this person who was me in high school.
No self-plagiarizing.
Yeah, yeah. So let alone AI or anything like that. And to me, as a creative, the biggest insult, the biggest black mark you can have on your career, on your legacy, is being a plagiarizer, or stealing somebody's idea, is any of this kind of stuff. It's bigger in the comedian world, and that's right. Maybe where a little of my sensitivity goes because of so many right. friends I have in that. But
exactly,
the thing that I focus on when it comes to the concern of this and everything is more so the unknown. Mm-hmm. I think that can be a bit concerning when it comes to facts and some of that. Mm-hmm. But I'm blown away by the people that will use ChatGPT for fact checking. I never would have thought of that. That doesn't make any darn sense to me.
No, it doesn't, because it's limited to the information we have already. So this is the thing. This is why calling it AI is not really true, because it's only as good as the information it has already. You know, it can use that information in different ways than we would, which is why it can be useful. But there's certain things it cannot do. And maybe we don't want it to do kind of thing, yes, too. That's the other thing. I mean, what's the ethical? I mean, this is all new stuff. You know, we're still trying to figure all this stuff out. But I mean, where it is right now, it's very simple, actually. It can only bring the information out that it has already obtained, and we have incomplete knowledge. We'll never have all the knowledge, right? Yeah. It's just what we've already put out there.
Once ChatGPT can change a tire or do some of those things, you know, then I'll start looking at AI.
Interesting,
a little bit.
Right?
But right now,
robot tire changer.
You know, for everybody that wants to worry about the Terminator or something, go ahead and look up one of these like walking like a robot things that they have, where they're not even built like a human; they're like more like a dog or some kind of weird animal.
Yes, exactly.
And they tip and they fall over. I mean, you know, what are we worried about here?
Our greatest weapon, gravity. You know,
I also remember my conversation from yesterday, of course, about the concerns about some technology. And how some technology is way too far ahead of us. Mm. And I don't know that we've really caught up to it yet, and I don't know that we really need it.
In a lot of ways, right.
Going back to the driverless cars and some of that.
Exactly.
That's here. That's because technology is such a big umbrella.
Oh, it is.
Some of it we're way ahead of, and some we haven't caught up to, and some we're right at the right place with.
Yeah, right. Look at your cell phone. That's a remarkable achievement, isn't it? I think so.
And you just nailed something there, man, that I think we is one thing that we don't do enough. We have advanced as human beings so much that we've actually lapped ourselves technology.
In a lot of ways, you're right.
We're way ahead of things. Mm-hmm. I think there's, you know, we can do two things at once. You can give humanity a little bit of credit while also having an eye on things and making sure, hey, this, don't you know, keep that down. We don't need Skynet.
Yep.
We're good.
Slow down. No Skynet.
What are the greater twists? Turning that character into a good guy.
Yeah. That was great.
That was some good writing there, actually. That was pretty good.
All right. We'll give you that one, Cameron.
Give me that one, Cameron. Yeah. We'll be back with more show. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Thanks for joining us in this new time slot. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We will be being joined next hour by our great friend Denise in the Southrop County Humane Society's Pet of the Week.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, indeed.
And spoiler alert, might have some tickets to give away at the end of this hour and next hour. Be listening for that, everybody. Mm-hmm. And a quick reminder as we segue into lawn care and mowing and all of that.
Very nice.
We got this from our good friend, the mayor of Wisconsin Rapids, here, that the city is adopting a resolution designation, No Mow May.
Once again.
Yeah.
It's good.
There are a number of designated spots in city property that will be unmowed. And, of course, if you see one of those signs, but the signs are not necessary for non-mowing or anything. And certainly, I just speaking for myself, appreciate people doing this. I think it's important. I think it's great. And I also admit that I sit here, you know, every day, usually talking to an ag agent or somebody in a natural resource educator or something along those lines. So I really understand the details of this. And I encourage other people, too, why we do this.
It's very important for a specific set of pollinators, for this time of year that that I mean they're so important to the ecosystem that it's just scratching the surface on this is really it's not only interesting but it's very important.
Doing it helps not only the ecosystem, which helps the ag industry, which helps the economy, which helps. I mean, it's
a circle, right?
Yeah. Do you like money? Do you like your state having
How about
money?
Food?
Do you like having green around you?
Yes. Yeah.
These are all factors
very important
in doing this, and that we appreciate those doing it out there. Now, no mow May does end, of course, and then you've got that lawn to tackle. Well, lawn mowing season is upon us, but are you doing it correctly?
Is your dad listening to this? Is he going to take umbrage at you for doing this?
I cannot wait to bring this to my father. just real quick, when we first moved to this area, dad looking for work, and I was 13, something like that. But I back then was in the mode of helping my family.
Sure.
And so I looked for odd jobs too. And I mentioned a couple of those here. You know, I cut a goat's nails and stuff and milked a goat and everything. But lawn care was the main gig we did. Especially once my dad made friends with somebody who owned some properties in this area. And, him and I would take turns. I'd make $10 mowing a couple lawns or whatever.
That was good money back then.
I actually don't mind mowing. I put my headphones on, and it's one of those times I get to listen to music, and I just go. And I've done it since I was a kid, so it's kind of routine and normal. But I have no idea, Seth, if I'm doing it right.
Oh.
I know that I'm doing it right according to my dad.
Well, that's good.
But is
your dad right?
Yeah, let's find out how this goes. So number one, always mowing in the same direction. You probably alternate on each pass and go back and forth, but that means switching it up every time you mow. Do each pass the opposite of how you did it last time.
Oh.
If you always mow the same patch of grass in the same direction, it trains it to lean that way. It's not great for the grass or the soil, but some people want that baseball field look, and I understand that.
Right.
But you, I think this can also be a positive for you. Say you go diagonal. For the most part. And then every other couple of weeks or whatever, you go, horizontal or something like that.
Right.
It may not seem like a big deal to you, but it is a huge deal to your lawn, to that grass, to the pollinators. And it kind of looks like it changes it up the appearance a little
bit
for you.
That's true.
If part of your lawn is a visual thing, I'm not going to get... I don't get that necessarily, but I'm not going to get mad at Americans who for four or five generations, we've been taught, hey, if you have in order to be considered respectful, you have to have a nice proper lawn, and your grass has to be this, and you have to have a white picket fence.
Which wasn't always the case, by the way.
Man, it rarely is the case. What do you think the percentage of Americans at any generation or any point in human history had that?
Right.
Like, we romanticize so much of
good
this
Lord,
stuff.
Do we.
for every two people that had it, it's two Americas, man. There was about 90,000 people that didn't. It's well said, and I think it's good, but I think as far as like the appearance, outside of like drastic things or doing anything that's going to, certainly drive your neighbors crazy or anything like that.
You want to be a good neighbor, too. I mean,
have fun with the lawn a little bit, I think. Starting in the middle. What the what?
Oh, no.
My OCD brain cannot handle
this. Oh, no.
It's mostly just inefficient because you have to move your mower around the yard more, but it's also bad for the grass. Ideally, you just want to make one pass over each part of your yard and not have to roll your heavy mower over it again.
Oh.
Who would start in the middle? That's mind-boggling to me. I'm genuinely dumbfounded by the idea that I'm going to move my mower to the middle of the lawn and like, yeah, it's a good place to start. I go to the edge. I start in the far end.
It always, that seems like common sense. I hate using that word, but it seems like common sense to start on the edge, right? That's what I've always done. But
and so my parents got this hill that is a nightmare to go up and down.
I'm sure.
I start there because that's when I got the most energy, and I'm just going to
totally tackle. Makes sense, right?
And then by the time I'm getting done, I'm just doing the easy up and down parts and everything. I don't know. Maybe shockingly to everybody, the overthinker here has overthought lawn care, maybe a little mowing, not even lawn care, mowing.
He gets a pair of scissors and he gets down
real close, right down there, and everything. I got my mic. Microscope. Using the wrong mower for the job. This one I've seen a lot. Do you really need a riding lawnmower? They're hard to maneuver if your yard isn't big enough. The general rule is you only need a riding mower if you're cutting half an acre or more. Most people aren't and should stick with a push mower instead.
Right.
It's good exercise for you.
First of all, you are so right. It's good exercise. And, I mean, you can get, for that kind of, if you have a smaller lawn, maybe get an electric uses less energy, you know? That's also something to think. I know the cord, because I've used them before. Yeah, the cord is kind of annoying, but you can work around. That's not that big of a deal.
I will say a caveat to this, to me, is seniors and people who are
still, mobility issues. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, I think that's right.
Certainly making sure that that's there. And I understand that's probably common knowledge, but I had to say it. But
it makes sense.
I do think that outside of that half acre, I've only used a riding lawnmower a couple of times. They're kind of cool. They're kind of fun.
Yeah, if you get like some of those like zero turn ones, those are I've got to use those before, and those are fun because you can get really tight corners, go around trees. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
And here's one that they're saying we don't do enough, but my father does quite a bit.
Okay.
He's going to be very proud of this one. You've never sharpened your blades. Dull blades can tear your grass instead of cutting it.
Yeah.
You can buy a sharpener online for about $10, and it's not that hard. Doesn't take that long.
No.
You just don't get them too sharp, because that's not good either. Razor-sharp blades are most likely to chip if they hit a rock. You want them to be about as sharp as a kitchen knife, but not as sharp as a razor blade.
Okay. So, wow. It just sounds a lot more complicated now.
All of this.
But I'm sure it's not as bad as, like you said, it's not as bad as it sounds.
Well,
but
especially once you get in the routine of it.
Of course. Yeah. It's like being afraid of changing your own oil until you do it. And it's like, oh, wow, that's not so hard, you know? Yeah.
I think that especially, you know, we spend a lot on our mowers. And a lot of people out there care about their mowers. They like their mower or something. All of these things that we're talking about is not only good for your lawn, but good for the mower and getting your money's worth out of that mower, especially with the blades. And
For sure, that's a great way to keep it, survive longer, is just making sure the blade is in good shape. Yeah.
I am going to present this to my father strictly to drive him crazy, and I will report on that.
What are you talking about? Who does that? What kind of crazy world we live in? So you're going to start in the middle.
Don't mention robot mowers.
No.
Because they do exist. They do exist.
Yeah. Anybody that saw a Roomba, I had to think that eventually we're going to have that on the lawn. That's going to be
there.
On the lawn. Yeah.
It's there. Of course, didn't Roomba just go out of business, too?
I think they did. That was a little wild to me. Yes. I was a little surprised by that. Yeah. That one threw me.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of great things going on in our area in this weekend and the next couple of weekends. Seth and I, a little bit later, will be talking about and being joined by some of our friends from CWAC for our Director's Playhouse this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, we've been talking nonstop with our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and Noises Off and how that's been going. Well, we also want to talk about Lincoln High School Theater and Music Department's The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical. That premieres Thursday, May 1st, 7 o'clock. They'll have a Friday show at 7 as well and a Saturday show at 7. Then they'll wrap everything up May 4th at 2 o'clock with that matinee. Mm-hmm. All these happening at the Performing Arts Center, Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets for students are $10, adults are $15.
Mm-hmm.
While everything about supporting local arts is important, if you're going to go to one thing, if you're only able to do one thing or something, I believe that CWAC, WRCT, anybody would encourage you to attend Kids Plays.
Yes.
For one, oh my God, there is no bad kids play.
Oh my
God. There is no such thing.
You're totally right.
Every kid that you see out there is trying so hard, they're working so much, and to me, it's just the definition of good theater to me, is watching kids do performances.
Absolutely.
And seeing this one, while it means something to, you know, Seth's got one of his in this one.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to mean a lot to him to know you and Beth are in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But when he sees other people, strangers cheering him on and everything, and clapping for him, the confidence that that young man builds, who knows where that takes him?
You never know.
And that's one example. Every one of those kids gets that feeling. Mm-hmm. And you don't get a lot of opportunities in life to invest in the future like this.
Right.
You are building kids' confidence up. We don't know what they might do. And they probably aren't going to turn out to be actors or anything.
No, majority won't.
But whatever they do, they're going to need some confidence with it.
Yep.
And you get the opportunity to do that while also taking in the arts, supporting local theater, supporting the arts in this state, adding to the economy of this state and the arts. All of this, and you're just taking in a good show.
That's all it is. But you are absolutely right.
And how would you like to go for free, everybody?
Wow, that's even better.
Yeah. I want to thank Sarah over there at Lincoln for getting us these tickets. I got a bunch of them here, everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4. I give away 4 tickets right now to see this amazing show, The Lightning Thief, the Percy Jackson musical, premiering Thursday, May 1st, over at the Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln High
from
School
today.
Theater and Music Department, a part of this one. You want these tickets? You call up and let us know one of your favorite plays. I want to own one of your favorite plays.
Okay.
You can even say The Lightning Thief.
Yeah. It seems like it's maybe you've seen it before.
Rooms? Teed up for you right there. But call up and win these tickets, everybody. 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app. We'll be back with the Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.